president of the Tokyo 2020 Games, said yesterday that Japan would hold the Summer Olympics regardless of the situation with the COVID-19 pandemic, and said, "We must consider new ways of hosting the Olympics." We'll have to see what that means in the months ahead. This is your Morning Buzzcast for Wednesday, February 3rd. Good morning. I'm Abe Madcor. Hope everybody is having a good week. Looking ahead to Super Bowl, Sunday's forecast, sunny, 72 degrees, but with a chance of afternoon thunderstorms. So we'll want to keep an eye on that. Staying with the Super Bowl, Fritz Pollard Lions Executive Director Rod Graves was a guest on SBJ Unpacks podcast yesterday with Andrew Levin. And I found it interesting that he identified teams leading the way in terms of minority advancement and cited the Miami Dolphins, who he said should be a model for all teams across the league. And if you look at it, they have a black general manager, they have a black head coach, and we know Stephen Ross's work with Rise. But I found the Rod Graves interview on SBJ Unpacks podcast yesterday very interesting. So if you have time, do check it out. So many storylines around Tom Brady playing in his 10th Super Bowl. ESPN is reporting that fans can't seem to get enough of Brady merchandise. Fanatics said that Brady has become their best-selling NFL player ever for the two-week period between the conference championship and the Super Bowl. Of course, Sunday marks Brady's 10th Super Bowl appearance. You'd think people would have plenty of Brady merchandise, but they don't have plenty of Brady Buccaneers merchandise. And Fanatics also is noting that the Northeast is continuing to support Brady, even though he's moved down to Florida. While the top-selling market for Brady merchandise since the conference championship is Tampa, Orlando and Miami are also highly ranked. Interestingly, New York has jumped to second. I would never think New York to be a hotbed for a lot of Tom Brady fans and followers. Boston apparently has fluctuated between third and fourth place over the past several days. Still a lot of love for Brady in the New England region. So Brady merchandise continuing to be hot. Also in our SBJ marketing newsletter yesterday, Terry Lefton detailed how eyewear brand Christopher Kloos landed a partnership with Brady for an exclusive eyewear collection. Kloos cold called Brady's agents Don Yee and Stephen Dubin in hopes of landing a deal. After 18 months, a deal was completed. The Brady Kloos fashion eyewear line was launched in September, and it's already outselling the rest of Kloos's eyewear brand. So interesting backstory there on the deal between Christopher Kloos eyewear and Tom Brady. Let's shift over to college sports. This was big news yesterday. EA Sports is bringing back its EA Sports college football video game. It ceased production of that game back in the fall of 2013. This was during the Ed O'Bannon likeness case. EA Sports, along with CLC, were defendants in that case. So now they are bringing it back. They were very, very nonspecific about the return. There is not a date when the game will return, or even a date when the return will be announced, other than it won't be coming back in 2021. But EA Sports has partnered with CLC to make sure it has schools, uniforms, playbooks for the game. Right now, it is being developed with college branding, but not with player identification. But if things change with name, image, and likeness, or in group licensing, the game could apparently pivot and include player names, images, and likeness in it. So right now, a lot of details still to be worked out, but EA Sports coming back with its college football video game, but leaving the door open to see how the landscape changes by using name, image, and likeness. The reaction on social media, all very positive. This is a very popular game and should be another boost to EA's video game arsenal. An interesting note from our Michael Smith in his SBJ College newsletter last night. "We all are craving the return of in-person meetings. I hear it all the time from the people I talk to and my sources." Well, two college conferences, the SEC and the Sun Belt, hosted in-person meetings with their athletic directors last week. And that marked the first time that these conferences have convened face-to-face meetings since last March. The SEC's ADs met last week in Birmingham, while the Sun Belt Conference athletic directors met in New Orleans. Meanwhile, some conferences say they are discussing the possibility of staging their spring meetings in May in person, face-to-face. We also know that the College Football Playoff Committee has scheduled an in-person meeting for its April summit in Dallas. So that is encouraging news. If you saw the images from Australia on full stands while people were watching tennis matches, that was gratifying. Now comes news of in-person meetings among college athletic directors. Shifting over to the NBA, ESPN reported last night that the NBA and the Players Association are progressing toward an agreement for an All-Star game on March 7th at State Farm Arena in Atlanta. Now, this would be a single night event, a very scaled down event, which really reduces the amount of transporting players in and out of Atlanta. Of course, the game would be broadcast by local network Turner Sports. So look for more negotiations and possible news on an NBA All-Star game on March 7th. There have been a couple reports this week on the major increase in the participation in the game of golf. Golf has had an amazing run really here in the last 12 months. Rounds of golf way up on public courses specifically. I've got colleagues here in Charlotte, North Carolina who play frequently and tell me that the golf courses are jam-packed. So people playing a lot of golf. Interestingly, connected to this, PGA Tour Superstores, which are owned by Arthur Blank, plan to open at least 6 new stores in 2021. That is a big, big expansion because, as you know, the footprint on these stores are significant. And so that will push the company's growing footprint to 50 locations nationwide. And the reason for this? Well, PGA Tour Superstore saw sales growth last year, significant sales growth last year, despite their stores closing for nearly 2 months at the start of the pandemic. So again, if you're looking for something to bet on the game of golf right now because participation and sales way up. And finally, let's end with this personnel note. People want to get to know Matt Davis. Who is Matt Davis? Well, he is the new head of sports at Anheuser-Busch InBev. He will replace Nick Kelly, who earlier this week started as president of the expansion Charlotte FC MLS franchise here in my hometown of Charlotte, North Carolina. Who is Matt Davis? Well, Matt Davis has worked at Anheuser-Busch InBev since 2014, including the past 7 months as head of U.S. sports marketing. And he's also had a stint as a brand manager on the company's Natural Light brand. A very interesting background for Matt Davis. He has a physics degree from Georgia Tech and once worked for Lockheed Martin's Missile and Fire Control. So Matt Davis replacing Nick Kelly as Anheuser-Busch InBev's new head of sports. He will report to Vice President of Connections, Azania Andrews. So get to know Matt Davis, as I'm sure many of you will be speaking with him and probably negotiating with him. So that is your Morning Buzzcast for Wednesday, February 3rd. I'm Abe Madcore. Hope everybody stays safe, stays healthy, has a great day, and I will speak to you tomorrow.